This is Policy Perspectives from Alabama's Counties, a deeper dive on the issues facing the 67 county governments. There's a high-stakes battle over online sales tax brewing in the Alabama legislature, at least according to AL.com. Thanks for joining us today as we'll talk a little bit about Alabama's Simplified Seller's Use Tax program. It began in 2016 very, very quietly. Honestly, very few people in the Alabama legislature understood what had happened. And last year, the program produced more than $630 million for the state of Alabama. Cameron Clark is the Director of Tax Policy and the Governmental Affairs Division at the Alabama Department of Revenue is with us today. And Cameron was there when this program started. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Sonny.
And every year when the legislature comes in session, or perhaps it just seems that way, there's always a discussion about SSUT. Where's the money come from? Who pays it? How do we distribute it? How do we get here? And usually there's someone who says, I'd like to change it so that I get more of it. Cameron, could you talk a little bit just about how the program works? The department, I know, receives the funding and distributes it. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We receive the return information, which is just statewide totals of sales into the state. We take that information, and then it's distributed as 50% or 4%, with that portion split 75% to the general fund and 25% to the education trust fund. The other 4% is then split 60% to the municipalities and 40% to the counties based on the most recent census population.
And that's the distribution formula that's been with us since the program began. A little adjustment in, I think, 2018.
Correct.
That story on AL.com talked about questions that are being raised about perhaps digging a little deeper than those broad numbers to see exactly how much sales activity occurs in each jurisdiction in Alabama. That seems like a simple question, but the department's really not at liberty to release that kind of information, right?
That's correct. Any taxpayer return information that the department receives is protected underneath the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And Taxpayer Bill of Rights is often referred to as TBOR. So TBOR just makes sure that any tax information, which includes the amount of taxes paid or any other return information that's tied to the return, is protected from disclosure.
And so let me ask you kind of more directly. I live in Fairhope and I shop at Smith's Hardware Store. Can I ask the department to tell me how much sales tax Smith's Hardware in Fairhope pays every year?
You can ask it, but we cannot disclose it. Information with taxpayers is always protected under TBOR. So cities and counties, just like the department, are also restricted from disclosing taxpayer information. TBOR is there to protect citizens and business entities.
Okay, so counties and cities and the Department of Revenue cannot release this taxpayer information, and it makes sense. So if we look at SSUT, that's a program to collect revenue from companies that are not domiciled in Alabama. They're not protected, I guess, by Alabama law. And so one of the things that's been suggested by those who might want to see the money distributed a different way is the question of whether or not those out-of-state companies can be required to provide the same kind of information.
First of all, taxpayer-specific information, even returns received from out-of-state sellers, is still considered confidential taxpayer information. But kind of most importantly with SSUT, those SSUT participants are only required to report the total sales made into Alabama, so statewide totals only. The department does not receive any delivery location information on SSUT sales. And the reason that statewide totals was put into place to ensure that the program did not burden businesses and would pass constitutional muster. So the legislator wrote specifically into law wording to restrict that reporting burden. And so it actually says that the required monthly reporting from sellers shall only include statewide totals and shall not require information related to the location of purchasers or the amount of sales into a specific locality. So not only is it protected under TBOR if we did receive it, but it's actually statutorily not required and prohibited.
It's kind of double protected. You know, this program didn't just fall out of the air. It was structured very carefully to thread a needle that eventually the Supreme Court gave us to allow the state of Alabama and others that follow the provisions of a case called Wayfair to be able to require those out-of-state entities to remit this money that's essential to counties and cities and the state. And so you mentioned the word burdensome, and that's one of the keys that the court put out there for us to follow, is to make sure that we don't treat out-of-state companies differently than we do the companies in-state.
That's correct.
And so the question is, going forward, how do we protect what has become an essential and very, very vital part of Alabama's ability to provide services at all levels of government, while at the same time, we try to balance this issue of transparency? And some have used that term. So why can't we be transparent? Why can't we give out taxpayer information?
Well, it raises consumer protection concerns in addition to taxpayer confidentiality. So you have that issue where you're then not only going against TBOR and those protections, but you're also then disclosing consumer information on an individual's purchase of goods. And that can actually lead down a very uncomfortable road for everybody.
And once we begin disclosing one set of taxpayer information, then how do we stop? And more directly, how do we continue to protect this program that has been such a great resource for all of Alabama? For the counties, our position is that this program is not broken, so this program doesn't need to be fixed. Any piece of legislation that puts this program in question, even the slightest, is a piece of legislation that does reignite a high-stakes battle during the 2023 legislative session. Cameron, we appreciate you joining us today to explain a little bit about this very, very important program. And for counties, we appreciate your help way back in 2016 when we were working on putting this program together.
Well, thank you for having me, Sonny.
And thanks very much for listening to Policy Perspectives.